Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is now time for our weekly visit with Cowboys owner and general manager Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones is brought to you by Ford, built for Texas, built for you. Good morning, Jerry. How you doing?
Hey, doing great, RJ, Bobby, and just doing great. Boy, getting ready to head to Green Bay.
Absolutely. How was the bye week? You get a nice recharge in this week?
Sure did. Sure did. And had a good day Sunday, particularly watching all the games and just looking at the overall lay of the land from that perspective and kind of like where we find ourselves.
Do you feel the league is a little bit more wide open this year, that more teams may have a chance to hoist that Lombardi?
I would say that the teams are we've got a lot of quarterbacks playing well. I think that's a good thing. We've got some good defense in general, and I would say we've got a very competitive league.
Jerry, you mentioned you were watching a lot of the games on Sunday, so I'm sure you saw on the pregame kickoff shows there were a number of reports over the weekend that the team has some interest in Odell Beckham Jr. Can you talk about if that's accurate, if you guys do have interest, where you guys stand on that, and also just where you feel your receiving core is at in general right now at this point of the season?
Well, that's a big question. I really like where we are with our receiving core. We've got, Washington coming back. And that's a big, that's big. And we've got Gallup, who is just, in my mind, getting better at the level that we would expect him to be and improving every day. And, of course, Lamb, we think, is everything that we wanted at our number one receiver. I like the way we're pitching the ball, throwing the ball with our tight ends. And I think that's meaningful in this conversation because as I see us going forward, that could basically dictate just how aggressive we are in any type of additions that we have here with our receivers. On the other hand, Odell is someone that we have all the appreciation in the world for what he is as a competitor. I know that the Cowboys star on that helmet, when he puts it on, could look pretty good.
What do you need to see from Odell in order to bring him in from a medical standpoint? Also, though, like, you know, do you really have, you know, like the idea or want two guys coming off ACLs at the receiving core?
Well, I think your point is right on, and that is we know that we should be aware that he's coming off this injury, but he showed he can do it and do it well last year. So that would go in the mix real good. His past dealing with adversity, if you will, of injury rehab, I think that tells you a lot.
Jerry, when you look at making an acquisition, a big change like that in the middle of the season, what do you do? How does that evaluation process go when you're determining whether you need to add somebody like that in the middle of the season, when you take into account factors like, are they going to get up to speed fast enough? You know, can we count on guys to step up their play that are already here internally? What is that evaluation process like for you guys?
Well, I think a veteran player such as Odell, but my experience has been when we've brought a veteran player in, they hit the ground running in terms of being able to compete. And that usually is not a big factor. When we think about whether or not a player can he fit? Now the player's individual skills, his people skills, as well as his past experience in terms of the systems that he's been in, if in fact he's been with several teams, all of those weigh in on it. But I think that you're looking at a player that his experience far outweighs any of that ambiguity involved with how's he going to fit your system.
We're talking with Cowboys owner and general manager Jerry Jones here on Sean and RJ. Jerry, you mentioned you're excited to get there to Green Bay this week to take on the Packers, head to Lambeau Field. I'm curious, you know, you've had some tough battles with Aaron Rodgers over the years. Is there any player you can think of that's caused you more personal, you know, football heartache than Aaron Rodgers over your career?
Oh, I'm sure that you'd have to include in there some defensive players, and in that particular list. But pass he threw out here at the staff that he threw on the sideline that kept us from. That at the end of the ball game here, about I forget which what year it was, but the point is, it seems like because he's quarterback, it seems like he's made the plays. I will, however, say that the biggest heartbreak play he wasn't involved in, and that was the one of Dez Bryant when they ruled he didn't have the catch. That's the one that stands out the most.
You know, when you're heading into Green Bay this week, this is obviously going to be a big game for Mike McCarthy, your head coach, his return there, his first opportunity to take on his former team. I know everybody likes to, you know, try and compartmentalize it down and say, you know, oh, it's just another game. We're focused on the opponent. But, I mean, this has to mean something, I would imagine, to Mike McCarthy and to the organization as a whole to, you know, be really meaningful to pick up a victory for him heading into Green Bay.
Yeah. You know, his wife, her father, is the kind of the gatekeeper of, if you will, the history for Green Bay. It's kind of the archivist for the team. And so she has a great history of the tradition that's involved up there. And so he lives pretty close to it. Secondly, he's got all those really great memories. And he's got some things that, which goes with it. He's got some things that get under his skin a little bit. I'm sure you had all that together, and this is going to be quite a personal visit for him to Green Bay.
Jerry, second straight year you're at the same spot, you know, 6-2. Do you feel this team is in better position to win a championship than last year's team at the same time?
I'm going to look at it from the health standpoint. And I like our health. And that has everything to do with what we've got on the come. And I think we've got two or three key players that if they stay to form and get back, whether it be at receiver, whether it be at our left tackle, frankly, we've got some guys nicked up over on defense that this bye really helped out. And as we look on into the we get in on the last half of the season, I see a handful of players that haven't been there really the last handful of games, handful of players, handful of games, but that we can look to having as we get near the playoffs. That's a big deal. And I thought we were the healthiest that we'd ever been going into the playoffs last year. That was the reason for, in my mind, the biggest disappointment. I thought we were ready to go for the playoff. We hopefully will be in that kind of shape health-wise and be buoyed by the fact that we had that experience last year. All of that should help us do better.
Are your expectations different now than they were to start the year?
Oh, I don't think so. Not at all. I thought we could get back. At least I thought that until Dak got hurt in that first game. But I sure thought we could get back to where we were last year.
Jerry, when you you mentioned the health there and obviously some of the long-term health concerns of getting guys get back like Tyron Smith. In the short term, obviously, Ezekiel Elliott missed the game against Chicago, got the bye week, got the little two-week rest there. What is his status as you head into this Green Bay game?
We'll see a lot as we go through the week's practice. It's anticipated he'll be ready to go.
And, you know, when you look at how the passing game has improved these last 2 weeks, you know, with Dak coming back, especially the last six quarters, he's performed at a really high level. You know, I know it's been a defense and running game combination. Do you look at this as the passing game being kind of the third leg of this, you know, structure here, and that the team is going to be able to lean more on the passing game now that Dak's back and they seem to find their rhythm?
I do. I think we can look forward, should expect more success in the passing game. That could easily be manifest, though, by having better rushing statistics. I'm anticipating more effectiveness. I'm anticipating not only getting the ball out of there quick, Dak been able to throw that ball on the move, but I see downfield some too in the passing game. I like what we're doing in the intermediate game with our tight ends, as I mentioned earlier, and I like the fact that we're getting we're just getting better at receiver. We may or may not get something done as far as adding something to the receiver core, but if we don't, I like where we are.
Jerry, you know, looking at your division here, you know, there was some news recently that the Washington Commanders are exploring their options in terms of a sale. Just your thoughts on that and where that stands.
Well, I think that's pretty much your question. Says it. They're exploring options, and basically that is really, in my view, is an operating option in the sense that they've got some great plans to build a fabulous venue in the nation's capital. And in doing so, it'll raise all boats in the NFL, raise our game. And but that's going to take an enormous amount of capital. Look at what had to be spent in Los Angeles to get that venue out there. The stadia have really increased in terms of the amount of resources it takes to get one done at that level. That'd be an expensive build up there in the Washington area. All of that is why they're looking at their options financially.
Do you think that there needs to be a change?
Again, I'm not getting there. Usually, these things are dictated totally by the financial implications, completely, whether it be from an owner's standpoint of his for what he may have on a personal basis, or whether that's what it takes to make the franchise be what it can be. Make no mistake about that. Washington franchise is one of the great sports franchises in the world, and it'll get to its fruition by virtue of just doing just what they're doing. They're checking their different ways they can to get that stadium built and get that team competing at a high level. I know that's arm waving, but this is just the process.
Jerry, a few players over the last couple of weeks, several actually, have voiced their opinions and frustrations about the use of turf and not natural grass and the knee injuries that are being caused, non-contact knee injuries. Do you see a day or a way where every stadium is going to have natural grass based on the players' request, the collective bargaining agreement?
And not at all. And it's not because we have the surface that we have. Our stats, our league stats, don't see issues with the type surface that we have as opposed to natural gas. We don't see issues. No facts bear that out.
Jerry, you know, you mentioning here when we've talked about the passing game how CeeDee Lamb has been everything that you guys wanted to see in more in a number one receiver. Can you just talk about his maturation and how you've seen him grow and how you guys are relying on him?
Yeah, I think that his run after catch, his ability to extend plays, he's just turning the corner on. That's always been there. But I think our offense is giving him and designed to give him a better chance to make that aspect of his game embellish it, so to speak. And so I think that's the case. You would expect a player at this juncture in his career to really be showing marked improvement from when he came in as a rookie, and you're seeing that. But he's a real threat to deal with as far as the defense is concerned. He can make those 20-yard plays, and we've got to have those. And so he's very deserving of being our number one receiver.
Jerry, here, last question for you. When you head into the second half, like RJ mentioned, you were 6-2 last year, 6-2 this year. As you enter the second half of the season, where would you still like to see some more consistency for the ball club? Where would you still like to see them improve as they head into the second half of the year?
Well, we improved dramatically on third down and short yardage downs. I mean, third and fourth, if you will. But still, that improvement, you've got to look to that and say if you can get consistent and get your share, your right kind of percentages of third down, third and short downs. And we can improve there. We've got room to improve, but I sure like the direction we were headed after last week.
Jerry, thank you so much for your time, and best of luck this weekend against the Packers.
Let's go get them. Better put on our coats. It's supposed to be a little chilly.
It is much
great
chilly.
Football weather up there.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Jerry. Jerry Jones, Dallas Cowboys owner and general manager. Once again, Jerry Jones, brought to you by Ford, built for Texas, built for you.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.